Things have been fairly busy. You say I haven't been coherent for too long, but I'm nearly halfway through the term already.
Yes.
And another 6 months or so left of it. But it has been a fairly hectic time. And a lot of things happened within the last 6 months, within the county and outside the county at Donegal. County Council has been represented there as well. But look, it's been busy, but I'm happy enough with the way things have gone so far, as far as the chair of the council is concerned.
And is there anything in particular that you're quite happy with? Anything that you got over the line so far that you're pleased with?
I suppose it's good to see that Mica is moving in the right direction. Although a lot of people would think, and I do agree with it, is that it has been very slow in getting it where it's got. A lot slower pace than a lot of people would like to think or would have hoped it would have taken. But unfortunately, these things don't just go all according to plan. And I know there has been problems with legalities and that of the new scheme, but we did meet the minister before Christmas there, and he has guaranteed us that it'll be up and running very early in the new year, which will be very, very welcome news for a lot of people in the county.
I know Mica dominates so much of the council's time and so much of the council meetings, but there's a lot of other work being done as well, and that may not get the highlights.
There is. I suppose the highlight of the year would have been the Legends golf tournament that was held in Downings and Rosapenna in the middle of August. The beat of the county for Paul McGinley. And I suppose the National Cross Country Championships was on a few weeks ago again there in Downings, and the local people involved could feel very proud of having run there to ensure that it ran off very well. And it did run off very well. And it showed that this part of the county is capable of taking on big events and having great success in them.
Looking ahead now to 2023 and your next 6 months as chair, is there anything in particular that you're hopeful that you'll be able to get over the line?
Not that I'm hoping that I'll be able to get over the line, but working with a lot of other people, as we said, getting the Mica scheme, a scheme that is suitable for all homeowners out there, that whenever their remediation or whatever has to be done with their properties is complete, that it will be complete and won't have to go back and touch it again. And just working with the rest of the members, trying to run as efficient as possible the meetings that we have had in the past 6 months, I think, ran off very well. In general, and I do hope that the same thing happens in 2022 or 2023.
And this is the first year in a couple of years then that things are back to normal now since COVID, so hopefully 2023 should be a bright start and things should be fully back up and running. I know 2022 there was less restrictions, but 2023 is the first full run of it, I suppose.
Yeah, we've only got back into life for this last 6 weeks or so, and that's something that I said at the very beginning, I want to try and ensure that we'll get back into the first term meetings as soon as possible again. And unfortunately, it took a wee bit longer than I'd hoped, but we are there now, and I think it's the place we should be. And I look forward to many more meetings in the next 6 months in the headquarters, and hopefully there won't be any more lockdowns again. We will have to move from there again.
On the final note then, the defective blocks is still going to dominate the council's agenda throughout 2023?
Well, hopefully it won't, if they're a proper scheme put in place. But it's something that, unfortunately, we haven't the final say on, but we will work with homeowners to try and get the best deal possible out of it anyhow. And hopefully it won't dominate the headlines, but look, we can't write that off. And we'll try and do the best we can for them.